Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. Welcome back to you, champion. We got a great show, man. We have got a great show. Are you an elephant? Are you a freaking elephant? That's the question for today's show. But before we get into the show, every day, we keep it real, we keep it fresh, brand new topic to talk about the journey to making every day Saturday. Nothing scripted, nothing written out. It's just the way we roll. 15 to 20 minutes every day of the greatest motivational podcast on the planet. You don't want anybody reading a script, right? You don't want me interviewing somebody on what their thoughts are about life, right? You want to hear from the individual who's been up and down, failed, success. Every day's a different day. We're sitting in the front seat of the freaking roller coaster. My name's Sam Crowley, and I want to welcome you to today's show. A couple ways you can communicate with me outside of the podcast. By the way, make sure you're a subscriber of the show. Go into iTunes, click that subscribe. Hey, by the way, can you leave me a nice rating? Put a big old 5-star rating on the iTunes review with a nice little comment about the show. Spread the word. It's the only way we're going to get the message out there. Tweet me at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter. My wife says too much. Also, make sure you can also listen to the show. Download them right from the website, everydayissaturday.com. Just click on the podcast button on the site, and you can listen every day to the show. They're all there, every one of them, back to 2008 we got on the site right now. I started podcasting a long time ago. I think it's 2005, 2006, man. I got to find those shows. There's someplace somewhere, boy, would you would howl. You would laugh so hard at how bad, I mean bad. But it was great, man. I would just literally, I'd grab the mic. I just quit my job, so I was just angry. I mean, just angry, flat out, just mad at everybody, everything. Fact that I wasted 15 years of my life in a job and all that stuff. And so I would just literally grab the mic and just, you know, welcome to the Everyday Saturday Show, Sam Crowley. I didn't even have anything to talk about. Kind of like right now. But like today, we're a little more structured, a little more refined. Been around the world a couple times preaching the Everyday Saturday Gospel, trying to empower individuals just like you. Just like you. Because I can relate to you. I can't relate to somebody that's, you know, just following the leader. I can't relate to that person. I can't relate to somebody that's just the week went too fast. Weekend went too fast. That's right. You know, hump day's here. Thank God it's Friday and we get to take 2 days off. I can't relate to that person. I can relate to you. But hey, every day a little bit of a, you got ups and downs, struggling here, there. That's why we're talking about the elephant today. And man, when I was getting ready to talk about today's show, this was pretty cool. I thought of you and all the people that listen to the show. And I wonder, you know, I started thinking about this metaphor. Not a metaphor, it's actually a real story. You ever been to the circus? Have you seen how an elephant is trained? I mean, these big 10,000-pound beast. You know, an elephant can uproot a tree, right? Just literally grab it, whoosh, right out of the ground. But yet, you can keep an elephant standing still underneath that circus tent with just a little rope tied to a wooden peg or a metal peg into the ground, and he won't move. He just won't move. Could rip the whole tent down if he wanted to, but he doesn't do it. Why is that? You know? Why is it that they tie a metal chain onto a collar around the mighty elephant's leg, and then they tie it to a small wooden peg, it's hammered into the ground, and you got this 10,000-pound beast. They could just snap the chain, uproot the wooden peg, and just go for it. But they don't. In fact, they don't even try. The world's most powerful animal, right, doesn't even try. Why is that? And then I want to talk about the chain that's around your leg. I'll tell you about the chain that's around my leg, who I was as a kid, you know, all these limiting beliefs, the things I didn't believe I could do. That was the chain around my leg. And it didn't get any better when I got a job. But the thing is, I started kind of yanking at the chain a little bit when I was in the job. Like, I started out in an inside sales job. My base salary was $9,900 a year. $9,900 a year plus commission. I got commission. So that took my targeted earnings. That's a great word in corporate. Oh, we used to love that. Your targeted earnings, $23,000. Yours truly was bringing home first year in a business. But I was 22 years old, living with two girls in Buffalo, New York, in a one-bedroom or in a three-bedroom apartment, upper in Linden Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Man, what a great time! But anyway, the chain that was around my leg, just laughing. By the way, it was strictly platonic. It's a long story. I got to tell you, give me 2 seconds, all right? Give me a little leeway now that I just can't talk about that and then just kind of breeze over it. This is in my book. If you want a free copy, first chapter of my book, just go to nomoreworkdays.com. You can download a chapter of the book there. I moved back to Buffalo from West Palm Beach in 1990 and stopped in Daytona Beach for spring break on the way home. That's always a good idea to do. When you're about to make that 23-hour drive, always stop at spring break and make sure you get a good night of partying under your belt. But I rolled in my 1986 Celica, Toyota Celica, red Celica, 5-speed, into Buffalo. Had no place to live. Was sleeping on the couch of a guy that I knew. And then a girl, Carla Zandi. I talked about Carla last year. She died on her 45th birthday of breast cancer. God rest her soul. And she was from Bradford, where I'm from. And I knew her brother. So Carla said, hey, why don't you come? I got a roommate that's – why don't you come on over, take a look? I got another girl that's moving in. I put an ad in the paper. I needed a roommate. But we got 3 bedrooms, and if she's cool with it – you know, Carla and I were like brother, sister. Hey, if this girl's cool with it, you move in. So she was cool with it. I moved in, and there you go. Three's company. I was living with two girls for about a year or so, and then I moved out on my own. Fun times, man. Great time. Yeah, you don't realize $400 a month rent split 3 ways, $133 a person. You split the phone bill. You know, when you get the phone bill when you got roommates and you go through, hey, did you make this call to Oregon? Yeah, did you make this call to New York City at 11 at night? And you go through the long distance bill, you know, item by item. This, for those of you younger than 30 years old, we actually used to have to pay long distance charges on a phone bill. Anyway, go through cable, go through utilities, and fun times, man. No money, but boy, it was a lot of fun. Isn't that the way it always is? When you're in college, you think, oh my God, this is so stressful. And then you look back 10 years later and say, boy, was college fun. And then before you have kids, you're like, wow, this is getting tough, the real world. And then you have kids and you look back and think, what was I thinking? Yeah, different stages of life. But back to the elephant. How's it trained? When the elephant's a baby, the trainers use that method, the same exact method I just described. They tie that metal chain around the leg and they nail the peg into the ground. They put the chain to the peg and it just stays there, tied around its leg. Any other than a chain, it's got a metal stake into the ground. The chain and the peg, when the elephant's little, it's strong enough to keep the baby elephant right in its place. Kind of like your limitations, you know, back 10, 20 years ago when you figured out, well, you start thinking too much. You thought, well, I shouldn't do that. Too risky, might fail, can't do it. So you're slowly putting this chain around your leg. So it's like the baby elephant. And when you tried to break away, the metal chain would pull you back, right? You tried to break away. What was the metal chain that pulled you back? Friends? Family, maybe you failed a couple times. Oh no, I lost some money. Oh, I can't try this again. But the chain kept you there. Sometimes, you know, when you're tempted, like the elephant, to get out there, it'd pull a little bit harder at you. You know, you try to break it, it's pulling harder. But the chain would cut into the skin on the elephant's leg, making it bleed. And it created a wound. The baby elephant, and it would hurt the elephant even more. So it didn't even try anymore. Just gave up. Realized this is just futile, right? I'm going to stop trying to escape. Fast forward to that baby elephant now is that big 10,000-pound animal at the circus. It remembers the pain that it felt as a baby. It doesn't even try to break away. Don't believe me. Go to the circus. Look at the elephant. Hey, stay here, buddy. I'm going to keep you here with a wooden peg that weighs about 2 pounds and a chain that literally, if you just sneezed, would break this thing in pieces. Okay? But it's not going to move. So even though it's just a chain, a little wooden peg, it's just going to, elephant will just stand still. Because it remembers what? It remembers its limitations, and it knows that it can only move as much as the chain will allow. Man, that's powerful. Isn't that? I mean, isn't that amazing? Is it just me that thinks this is just amazing? Because I think about your limitations and that chain you put around your leg, man. You're in a job right now and you're thinking, I can't do it. I can't quit. I can't go do anything. Why? Because you got the damn chain around your leg. What do you think? You're the only person that's ever tried to leave a job? You're the only person that's ever tried to lose 80 pounds in 3 months? I mean, come on, man. At some point in time, you sold yourself a ridiculous story back when times were tough, and you said, I'm not doing it. I see it every day. The men and women I used to work with, they would never, ever. They're not even happy. I was going to say they're happy where they are. They're not happy. They're miserable. But what do they got? They got the metal chain around their leg. They got a higher salary now, albeit 5% a year. But hey, 5% compounded over 20 years. You know, after 20 years, you get 100% raise, right? Problem is, you got to put in 20 years. You can't go anywhere. You're stuck. You got the health plan. You got the dental plan. You got the retirement plan. Problem is, you don't have your own plan. You got someone else's plan. Is that really worth a 5% raise every year? Is that really worth standing still with that chain around your leg? You're better than that. You're absolutely better than that. Look, making every day Saturday ain't easy, but let me tell you, it's a mindset. It's not a circumstance, all right? And I'm not trying to go all new age woo-woo on you, but if you can just imagine for a minute, all right, just imagine, just come up with, let me tell you, come up with a reason. Just come up with a reason why you want to do this thing that you've been talking about doing for the last 5 or 10 years. Problem is, you're telling broke people or negative people. I get it, I know. And you can't really say it with conviction to somebody because you're like, yeah, I'm gonna think about quitting my job and going and building this thing. What? What? You're gonna quit your job? What, are you crazy? Oh my God. Have you not watched the news lately? Have you not watched the Negative News Network where they talk about everything that's going on wrong with the world? Oh, if not, let me tell you everything that was on the news last night. Did you watch the news? Because I want to go over that with you. Point by depression point. I'll have you so miserable after we talk, you'll never want to go for your dream. So you can't share it with those people. Share it with me, at Sam Crowley. Let me know your dream, man. Let's do it. I'll dream with you. I love it. The nuttier, the better, man. The crazier, the better. You got to have a reason first. Reasons come first. Answers come second. Reasons come first. Answers come second. But I got to have the answers right now. You ain't going to get the answers. And you shouldn't get the answers. You shouldn't be allowed to have the answers to the test before you come up with a good enough reason to why you want to do what it is you want to do. I had to come up with a reason. Everybody's got to come up with a reason. Why should you be any different? My reason was, I just wanted to be a dad. Wasn't even that sexy. Wasn't that big a deal. You know, I was posting on Facebook every day last summer riding roller coasters. I was Instagramming the videos in the front seat of the Beast at Kings Island. Every day. Every day. Every day the sun was out, which is just about every day. 9:30, Crowley family. Here we are, Kings Island. Boop, boop. Here we go. Woo! Down the roller coaster. Why? Because that's the vision I set up. Just want to be a dad. How many summers can I get with my kids where we all want to go together as a family while I'm still cool? I'm just about not there with my 13-year-old. I'm the cool factor. I'm the coolest when we're at the mall and I've got my wallet. That's when I'm at the ultimate coolness. But hey, kids aren't going to want to ride roller coasters with you the rest of your life. You got to take advantage of it. So that's the reason. The reason comes first. Answers come second. And the answer, to me, after the reason was big enough, the answer was, hey, okay, if I want that to happen, I better start controlling my destiny. So I did what? I started networking, buying some real estate, figuring out how to buy it, no money down, going to these stupid seminars you see on infomercials at 2 in the morning. I did that. I was buying all these magazines, how to buy gumball machines and tanning salons and all that stuff, and ultimately settled on a Quiznos, and that sent me into a 300 grand bankruptcy. But then I became a speaker and launched a company by the name Every Day is Saturday, and here's the podcast you're listening to. That was the answer. The answer was the ex-stuttering college dropout gets a microphone and screams into it every day and creates one of the most downloaded motivational shows on the planet. Every day! Is it groundbreaking? No! Can anybody do it? Sure! Absolutely! Grab a microphone. Start yelling into it. But you got to have a reason why you want to do it. I'm jacked up. If you haven't figured it out, I'm jacked up. You know, I have no script ever in front of me, and some of you might be thinking, I can tell, Sam. I've been listening to your show long enough. I can tell you have zero script. That's the way I want it. I want a show about nothing. I want to have a show, just like Seinfeld. I want to have a show about nothing. But you know what? I'll be damned. I bet it's one of the best shows on iTunes. I bet this podcast. Tweet it at Sam Crowley. Let me know. Do you agree? Disagree? Love the show? Let me know. Hate the show? Let me know. But let me tell you something right now. You don't figure out a way to get that chain off around your foot like the elephant, you ain't going nowhere. And what a shame that's going to be. Because people who figured out that they could just rip that stake out of the ground and bust out of the tent were the ones that were allowed to enjoy life and make every day Saturday. And all they had to do was come up with a reason. Reasons first, answer second. My name's Sam Crowley. That's the show for today. Are you an elephant? My answer to that is no. I know you're not. I know you're an elephant. I just know you're not chained down. Get after it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it today. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.